So I say, we'll say in the Haggadah tonight, Halach ma'an yediyachalu avasar baradim mitzrayim. We speak about the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate in Egypt. And we say, I've spoken about this a number of times. So we say in there, kol dichtin yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. Whoever is hungry, come and eat. And whoever needs a Pesach, come and join us. So the question that all of the Mefarshim bring up is the idea that what kind of invitation is this, especially given the fact that what? Given the fact that we've already started our Seder, given the fact that we're speaking to the people at our table. So I quoted in one of the earlier shiurim that there's a beautiful idea by Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss in his Agada Minchas Asher says something beautiful. He says that this verbiage is actually borrowed from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So what would happen in times of the Beis HaMikdash? So Erev Pesach, people would shecht their Karban Pesach. So you shechted it after Chatzos. So what happened in the morning of Erev Pesach? People would go into the marketplace. They would go into the marketplace and they would say, Kol dichvin yesei v'yichal, kol ditrich yesei v'yifsach. They would say, listen, I'm about to shecht the Karban Pesach. Now remember, the halach is that Karban Pesach, Rabbi say, all you need to eat is a kizayis. So if you're a regular mishpacha, and remember, you nechal ala silva, it was for dessert. So if you're a regular mishpacha, so the truth is, it was hard to polish off an entire lamb. So what would you do? You would go out into the marketplace on Erev Pesach, and you would say, kol dichvin yesei v'yechal, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. These were the words that Mamish, our ancestors, used on Erev Pesach in the marketplace. They would go out crying out, can you imagine again being in Machane Yehuda? And what happens? You're crying out, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. Does anyone need a place for the Karban Pesach? So the Minchas Asher says, we go ahead and we use this Zecher L'Churban. We say these words to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that we say these words, these are the words that were used by our ancestors thousands of years ago. And I will say, but I think there's such a profound yisod, which is that how is Erev Pesach spent? How is Erev Pesach spent? Bizman HaMikdash. So we know Erev Pesach is one of the busiest days of the year. There's so much to do. And I will say that, but what Chazal were trying to sensitize us to is that Erev Pesach was spent doing chesed for the other. Erev Pesach was spent looking out for the other. That at Erev Pesach, literally, I went into the shuk and I said, "Kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach." Is there anyone here who doesn't have a mishpacha? Is there anyone here who doesn't have a place? Is there anyone here who doesn't have a makom? That my Erev Pesach was spent looking out for the other, making sure that not only was my table set, making sure that not only was my table okay, but making sure that ultimately, again, everyone had their needs taken care of as well. But I say, this was the godless of Erev Pesach. It was the day that not only were we focused on ourselves, but it was the day when we were actively focused on the other. You know, the Meshech Chachma says something amazing by Karban Pesach. He says that when Moshe Rabbeinu gives them the tzivoy to bring the Karban Pesach, the pasuk, this is in Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, the pasuk that was used was, Mishchu ukichu lachem tzon. Mishchu ukichu. Literally, again, literally, Mishchu means to take, or literally, like to pull, ukichu, and take for yourselves a Karban Pesach. So the Meshech Chachma asks, why the double lashon of Mishchu and Kichu? See, he says, Mishchu means take Misha Yeshlo. So if you have a lamb, then take the lamb. Ukichu Misha Einlo. And go ahead and literally take for someone who doesn't have it. And the Meshech Chachma says, Hainu, Shashirim Hayu Noslim Lahem Damim, right? Vahayu Lochkinson. The rich people would go out and pay money, and with that money they would purchase a sheep. And what happens? V'ukichu misha'inlo. Take refers to those who don't have. What does that mean? Hainu sha'ashirim hayu nosten lahem damim. That ultimately, again, the rich people, or the ones who had, would give money to the ones who didn't in order to enable them to purchase Karban Pesach. That's mishchu ukichu. The Meshech Chachma says, Rabosai, that inherent in the Karban Pesach experience was not only taking care of yourself, but making sure that the other was taken care of as well. Mishchu ukichu. If you have, fantastic, beautiful. But kichu, make sure you take for the other as well. The Rabosai, Erev Pesach is a day of chesed. Erev Pesach is a day of looking out for the others. You know, Rabosai, Erev Pesach is an exciting day for many, because Baruch Hashem, we're getting ready for the Seder. We're setting our table, and we're setting multiple places. But you know, for others, Erev Pesach can be an exceptionally lonely day. Because Erev Pesach highlights or amplifies or reinforces the loneliness. Erev Pesach reinforces, highlights, or amplifies the solitude. And today is a day, ultimately, again, where we have to, we have a chiyuv to look out for the other. So whether it's by going ahead and making a phone call, whether it's by bringing flowers, whether it's by going ahead and a last-minute invitation, because, you know, again, although during Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there were no such thing as last-minute invitations for the Seder night. By Erev Pesach, that's not the, or by Pesach now, Bizman HaZeh, without the Beis HaMikdash, that's not true. Even last-minute invitations are welcome. But I will say, if we know of Amanos, if we know of Yisomim, if you know of people within our midst who are alone, so kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach, kichu u'mishchu. Erev Pesach is a manic day for many of us, just to ready our homes and to ready our lives for the impending Yom Tov. But it's also a day when we have to keep a lookout for the other. Also a day when ultimately we have to be vigilant to make sure that all of Klal Yisrael, to the best of our ability, has a beautiful Pesach. Historically, it was the day when we went into the Shuk and we yelled out, "Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yisach." If you're here, if you're in need, I am here for you. And even though we don't have the ability to do that vis-a-vis the Karban Pesach today, but Rabbi said we still have the ability ultimately to do that on a Ruchni level as well, to figure out those within our immediate vicinity who are alone and are in need, and ultimately to do our best on this special day to rise to that occasion. And that's the Chos Rabbi said. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again give us the Karban Pesach. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us back our basement. You know, it's still only Erev Pesach. A lot could still happen. A lot could still happen today. It's a long day. Eliyahu HaNavi could come. Mashiach could come. The Bayis Shlishi could come. I know it's already past Chatzos and Eretz Yisrael, but don't get caught up in technicalities. There's still a lot that could happen. Mashiach is l'malam min hazman. The Ribbono Shel Olam is l'malam min hazman. And halavai in the zchus of living lives of mishchu kichu, living lives of ultimately kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach, of looking out for the other. Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us our Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us our Geula, and we should be Zochem Mi'aretz Hashem V'sham Na'aleh V'Nira'eh V'Nishtacha V'Lefanech. We should be Zochem Mi'aretz Hashem to be Ola Regel together, to be Mekal Pnei Mashiach together, and to meet each other, greet each other, hug and kiss each other in the Bayis Shishim here, Rabbi Amenu. Amen.